Revelation chapter 2.
Write this to the messenger of God's people in Ephesus, the one who is holding the seven stars in his right hand, the one who is walking among the seven golden lampstands, says this: I know what you have done, how hard you have worked, and how patient you have been. I know that you cannot tolerate evil people. You have tested those men who call themselves apostles. They are not apostles. You found out that they are liars. You have endurance. You have carried on because of my name. You've not become tired. But I have something against you. You no longer love me as you once did at the beginning. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen. Change your heart. Do the things you did at the beginning. If you won't change your heart, then I will come to you and take your lampstand out of its place. However, you do have this. You hate what the Nicolaitan people are doing. I hate those things too. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers. To the person who conquers, I will give something to eat. It will come from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Write this to the messenger of God's people in Smyrna. The one who is the first and the last, who was dead and came back to life, says this: I know your troubles and how poor you are, but you're actually rich. And I know about the slander of those who call themselves Jews. They are not Jews. They are a synagogue of Satan. Don't be afraid of anything you're about to suffer. Look, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. He wants to test you. You will have trouble for 10 days. Be faithful, even if you must die. I will give you the crown of life. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers. The person who conquers will never be hurt by the second death. Write this to the messenger of God's people in Pergamum. The one who has the sword, which is sharp on both edges, says, I know where you live. It is Satan's throne. But you're holding on to my name. You did not leave my faith, even during the time of Antipas, my faithful witness. He was taken from you and killed. Satan lives where you are. But I have a few things against you. You have some people there who are holding on to Balaam's teaching. Balaam was teaching Balak to put a temptation in front of the sons of Israel, to cause them to sin, to eat food offered to false gods, and to cause them to commit sexual sin. In the same way, you have some people there who are also holding on to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So, change your hearts. If you don't, then I will come to you soon. I will make war against them with the sword which comes from my mouth. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers. I will give some of the hidden manna to the person who conquers. I will also give him a little white stone. A new name will have been written on the stone. The only person who knows that name is the one who gets it. Write this to the messenger of God's people in Thyatira. The Son of God, whose eyes are like the flame of a fire, and whose feet are like the shining brass, says, I know your deeds, your love, your faith, your service, and your endurance. You are doing more now than you did at the beginning. However, I have something against you. You are tolerating that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophetess. She fools my servants and teaches them to commit sexual sin and to eat food offered to false gods. I gave her time to change her heart, but she didn't want to stop committing sexual sin. Look, if she and the men who are committing adultery with her are not sorry for what they have done, then I will throw them into a bed of great trouble. I will strike her children dead. Then all of the groups of God's people will know that I am the one who searches the deepest human thoughts and feelings. The way you live is the way I will reward each one of you. Some of you in Thyatira do not hold to this teaching. You don't know their so-called deep things of Satan. I am not putting another burden upon you. Nevertheless, hold on to what you have until I come. I will give authority over the people of the world to the person who conquers and always obeys me. I have also received this authority from beside my Father. He will take care of his enemies like a shepherd does, with an iron rod shattering them like clay pots. I will also give him the morning star. The person who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit is saying to the groups of believers.